We begin first with cycling. This year's Tour de France, which was won by Australian rider Cadel Evans, was the worst by far for Czech hopeful Roman Kreuziger, who races for Team Astana. After finishing ninth in the overall standings in 2009 and 2010, and 13th before that, Kreuziger completed this year's race in 112th spot out of a remaining 167 riders. Falls in the first week crippled the racer's chances. In the second, he preserved his strength for strong individual stage finishes, but there too failed to persevere. Team Astana members were originally to help the Kazakhstani team leader Alexander Vinokurov gain a shot for the title. He, however, went out in stage 8 after suffering a crash and nasty femur break. The racer later announced his retirement from cycling. While Kreuziger can't exactly be happy with this year's Tour, he told journalists he would learn from the experience. The Tour de France remains one of the most grueling competitions in the world. The 2011 edition saw riders cover 3,430.5 kilometers, ending on the traditional Champs-Élysées in Paris on Sunday. Turning to motorcycle racing, Czech rookie Karel Abraham at the weekend finished just outside of the top 10 at 11th spot in his premiere in the U.S. Grand Prix. Abraham, on his Ducati, started from 13th position and moved up to 10th until the final stages, where he was edged by Japanese rider Hiroshi Aoyama, who beat him by the slimmest of margins. The latest finish leaves Abraham 12th in the overall standings with 46 points. Sunday's race in California was won by Australian MotoGP racer Casey Stoner. In football, the club Jablonec got off to a good start in its preseason preparation at the weekend when it downed second division club Vlašim by a score of 4-1. Lapata scored two in that game. In other preseason matches, top division Česká Budějovice defeated Jihlava B and Hradec Králové won over Bohemians. The 2011-2012 football season begins on July the 30th. In other football news, fellow players from Slavia Prague have nominated midfielder Lukáš Jarolím to be the next team captain, replacing Karol Kysel, who has returned to play in Australia. The club's coach, Michal Petroš, backed Jarolím for the post, expressing confidence he would do well. Slavia have been training in Italy, playing matches against teams like Lazio and Parma. Last season, the club, which was in danger of being relegated to the third division over financial problems, finished ninth overall. In international football news, star goalkeeper Petr Cech has returned from a minor muscle injury and helped his club Chelsea to earn a 4-0 win in Thailand in a preparation match against players from the Thai top division. The Czech goalie only played the match's opening 45 minutes. In the second half, fellow teammate Hilario took over. The Czech national squad will be pleased that Cech is back in action. The Czech team is scheduled to play a friendly against Norway on August the 10th. And that's all the sports news for today.